Ma cosa bella, è un gatto, ma di bianco, a gatto, ma di bianco.
Dica ci dica, usa vincere la cuore.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Motorist calls for bus laborers on a Yellowshop Road in Lusaka's Kamwala South area. Lusaka resident urges Bank of Zambia to educate public on new loan law. In African news, Ebola outbreak may be spreading faster than first thought, WHO doctor warns. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A concerned motorist from Kamwala South in Lusaka has appealed to relevant authorities to consider constructing laybys and proper bus stops along a Yellowshop Road, saying the current situation is contributing to traffic congestion. Charles Musentekwa told Kumbon Radio News that due to the lack of designated bus stops and laybys, bus drivers are forced to stop on the road to pick up and drop off passengers. Mr. Musentekwa says that this has resulted in heavy traffic congestion, especially during the peak hours when people are going to and from work. He adds that this is the best time for authorities to undertake such projects before the onset of the rainy season, noting that road construction works are less common during periods of heavy rainfall. A Lusaka resident has appealed to the Bank of Zambia to intensify public education on the recently introduced law regulating money lending without authorization from the central bank. Dorothy Mokwasa says that many residents in compounds are accustomed to giving small loans to one another as a way of supporting families and communities, but are now confused and fearful of following reports that lending money without proper authorization could be an offense. Ms. Mokwasa has told Kumbon Radio News that the central bank should conduct more sensitization, especially in low-income areas, so that ordinary citizens are clearly understand what the law means and who it applies to. She says people are now afraid to help each other with small financial assistance due to uncertainty surrounding the new regulations. The concerns come after government introduced stricter regulations under the new Banking and Financial Services Act, and at curbing unlicensed and predatory lending practices. The law places money lending businesses under tighter oversight by the Bank of Zambia and criminalizes unlicensed lending operations.
kosiza kwanisha nakamba pia ikukutani ku Bank of Zambia siziwa wena ngosinishe wapunziwa batizwa matendela matosente vienda maya nkipasa lanti papapa atapilisi kutamu zile mkoni mkani wa government kwa zumbizambo kamba tuwe wazimai maitu zambo chakuma mwa makataa sinu mkombo numu kube hivyo sefotika because ni mwamu tigulia ma business wakutu mtu wakupasa business mwambi itibu ma business minded makalo wande ma business mkina wikalaisi maono wakosoka mzako wakutende wangata abuela na voto wa mtendi zako bena kana kubwezi mkuchita abuela nji mtu wetika buwe ku ku Bank of Zambi na mpesi katundame tuwe tunyatu wabi kapto yanga ni 3 pin ni 2 pin ni 1 pin Nima pasaba ma maybe my best day was at pasako tumandama toma every week, every day, every day.
Residents of Ron and Luansha constituencies are expected to benefit from improved emergency health services, following the handover of 2 brand new ambulances procured using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. The ambulances were officially handed over during a colorful ceremony held at the Luansha Civic Center and officiated by Luansha District Commissioner Paul Malele. The development has been welcomed by community leaders and residents as a major step towards improving access to health care, workers especially for vulnerable people and those living in remote areas. Luansha Constituency CDF Committee Chairperson Sherry Coleman says the new ambulances will help save lives by ensuring that patients are transported quickly between health facilities. Professor Coleman has stressed the importance of safeguarding the vehicles so that communities continue benefiting from the investment. Meanwhile, Ron Constituency CDF Committee Chairperson Basil Mlenga described the procurement of the ambulances as a milestone in strengthening healthcare delivery in the constituency. Mr. Mlenga says the investment demonstrates how communities are beginning to experience the direct benefits of CDF through improved public services. Mukushi District Agriculture Coordinator Dako Dennis Ichula has encouraged farmers in the district to treat agriculture as a business in order to improve productivity and household incomes. Speaking during the Lweo Agricultural Block Show held at Makolongo Primary School, Mr. Sichula said that farming should not only be viewed as a subsistence activity, but as an important economic venture capable of contributing to national development. Mr. Sichula further notes that the government has invested heavily in the agriculture sector through various support programs aimed at empowering our farmers and enhancing food production across the country.
Farmers should regard agriculture as a business. Government attaches a lot of importance to agriculture, and therefore government has put other investment portfolios for our people, like the SAF loans, at the same time the CDF, which whereby farmers can get loans to buy tractors, at the same time to invest in their business in agriculture. I also like to mention that government has set milestones or targets. By 2028, government is saying that we need actually to produce 10 million metric tons of maize, 3 million metric tons of soybeans, 1 million tons of wheat, and 1 million tons of beef.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, tokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, sasa ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Maximwat is for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen
good camera, long lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max.